And it's time for your comments, starting with some of your emails about immigration. I am deeply offended, writes John Nelson of Omaha, Nebraska, offended by Geraldo Rivera comparing the influx of illegal Hispanic immigrants to past ethnic migrations to our country. He was responding to last week's interview about Geraldo's pro-immigration book, His Panic.
Our listener continues, my grandmother came to America from Sweden legally. She knew very little English, but once she set foot on American soil, she never spoke Swedish again. He continues, many illegal Hispanic immigrants are not interested in adopting American customs. It's time for America to stand up and take our country back.
We got a different take from Tom Kirk of Gainesville, Georgia, who writes, I am the son of an immigrant raised to be even more American than Americans. I'm a 52-year-old white guy who teaches third grade. 17 of the 21 children in my class come from a home where Spanish is the first language. I'm happy to report, he says, they're making great progress. More progress than several of my cousins, first-generation Irish, made during their tenure in grade school.
Next, we hear from Julie Staley of New Orleans, who heard our story about leaking water pipes in her city. We reported that local residents weren't aware how bad the situation is, but not true, she writes. New Orleanians are conscious of the leaks because it affects our wallets. In my case, my water bills almost doubled, and if you don't notice the increase in your bill, you will see the leaks as you drive down the street.
A couple of corrections now in our live conversation Monday with Cokie Roberts. She said Barack Obama is between 50 and 100 delegates ahead of Hillary Clinton in the Democratic presidential primary race. Those numbers do vary depending on who is counting, but most news organizations say Obama is ahead by more than 100 delegates.
And we got another number wrong. We wished a happy birthday to music producer Rick Rubin on Monday. We got the date right, but his age is not 50, but 45.
Finally, a few of you wrote to ask about our story on the elections in Spain, and our reporters comment that there is no word for bipartisan in the Spanish dictionary. Technically, that is true. The word, here it is in Spanish,
bipartisano,
does not appear in the official dictionary of the Spanish language. Some other forms of the word are in the dictionary, and even though
bipartisano,
bipartisan, is not official, it does show up in the Spanish press. Here's Miguel Martinez, Education Commissioner at the Embassy of Spain.
When you read a newspaper article in Spanish and you encounter the word bipartisano, you are referring to American politics and to that positive connotation of two parties that are working together basically to pass legislation to do something together.
Miguel Martinez says these days if Spaniards use the word bipartisan to describe their own politics, it may have a negative connotation because it means only two political parties are involved in a decision. And Spain usually has more parties than that.
We appreciate your comments. Partisan, bipartisan, tripartisan, multipartisan, or otherwise. You can be in touch by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.